Good afternoon, y'all. It's great to see y'all today. Tommy, stellar job on pronouncing all those cities' names. Could y'all, really seriously, like imagine for a second, 2,000 years from now, if somebody that was a Jew was trying to pronounce names of cities in Louisiana, that would be so hard. Thibodeau, Lafourche. It'd be crazy. So anyway, good job. Those are tough. Names are the tough things in the scriptures. Guys, the gospel reading is absolutely phenomenal. It's worthy for us to read it over and over again today. I didn't count, but the word love was mentioned almost every sentence. Did you catch that? It's almost like you're just kind of drunk. Like there's this love that Jesus is speaking about in John's gospel that's incredible. So I want to break it down for a minute. Jesus says, whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Right? So this is the first part of love. The commandments that are given to us, right, by God himself through Moses, those commandments he's speaking of, and he says, whoever has those, he's going to keep those, right? And that's the one who loves me. Because the commandments were given to us in order to show us, kind of give us the guidelines for life, right? To be able to know what offends God and what doesn't offend God. What kind of helps us to stay on that path in order to get to heaven. Why? Because the Father desires for us to be in heaven. That's the Father's desire. And so he knows that if we're not given a set of rules, some guidelines, our human nature is prone to do all sorts of evil things. So I always kind of picture the commandments as, you know those bumper pads on the bowling alley? For those like me who are terrible bowlers, sometimes you need those, right? And what do? Well, they just help keep the ball going down the lane so that you can hit the pins and not gutter every time you step up for a bowl, right? So to me, that's kind of like what it is. There's heaven, and we want to get the ball down there, and the Ten Commandments, if we just follow them, even though our love is imperfect, those times where we tend to want to fall into those sins that the commandments are saying, hey, don't do those. It'll help us to stay on track, right? So that's the first thing. Jesus speaks of the commandments is the way that we follow love, all right? And then love does something by its very nature. It says, whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and I will reveal myself to him. I love that. Love, by its nature, wants to reveal itself to the other. That's what love wants to do. Right? Love desires to show itself in its wonderful gifts and in its brokenness. I'll never forget whenever I was in the seminary, we went to a week-long training with Christopher West on the theology of the body. And he said a statement that rocked my heart. Like I started crying the minute he said it. I didn't even know why I was crying. He said, the deepest desire of the human heart is to be loved in your brokenness. The deepest desire of the human heart is to be loved in your brokenness. That I can be broken. I don't have to be perfect. I can be broken in my humanity, in my spirituality, and I can still loved. That there's no judgment. That there's still this intense love for me as a human person. And that hit me super, super deep. And he said, you know what? He said, marriage shows that to us. You can be broken in your marriage and still be loved. And that's what reveals to us the Father's love. Right? So the Father is the one who ultimately loves us in our brokenness, right? And so this is what Jesus is talking about. This beautiful act of love desires to reveal itself, to be known by the other. But it's not just that human dimension. It's Jesus. He wants to reveal himself to us. That's what he says. If you love me, you keep my commandments, then the Father and I, we're going to reveal ourselves to you, right? What an amazing gift. Right? And he does that in so many different ways. He reveals himself to us. And then they go through these words. Judas begins saying, Lord, how are you going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? And Jesus continues, if you keep my word, you will love me. My Father will love you and will come to him and make his dwelling with him. Right? But then he gets to this point of the advocate. The Holy Spirit is the advocate, right? Think of it. It's kind of like a court. You have the judge, you have an advocate, right? And you have the one who's going to defend you. So the advocate is the one who comes and defends us, right? And so it's really important that we see this because the advocate, Jesus says, is going to come and he's going to teach you all things. And the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to us who God is. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the love that's shared between the Father and the Son. You see, as the Father loves the Son for all of eternity, from there was no beginning of time, right? From the beginning, whatever that looked like, the Father loved the Son and would pour Himself out into the Son. And the Son, for all of eternity, sits and receives the Father's love. And then the Son gives all that back to the Father. So it's this constant giving and receiving of love. That love is so powerful, it creates another person. And that's the Holy Spirit, right? And so the Holy Spirit, Jesus says, the love that is shared between me and the Father, that person is going to reveal us to you, right? And so that's just an amazing thing for us to realize. And as Catholics, we don't know about the Holy Spirit too much. We're like, ooh, that's that charismatic stuff. I'm not too sure, right? We're okay with Jesus as our brother. We're pretty good with God as our Father. But the Holy Spirit, we sometimes don't know what to do with that. I encourage you, it's true, ain't it? I encourage you, get to know the Holy Spirit. He is the third person of the Holy Trinity, and He will reveal things to you that Jesus and the Father aren't revealing. The Holy Spirit is His job to do that, right? And so let us continue that, right? Ask the Holy Spirit to help us stay on that path to follow the commandments, because that's what love does. Whatever the commandment is, right? Thou shalt not kill, great commandment. Right? It's not a very healthy thing to want to go kill somebody. But there's two dimensions to killing. One is physical, right? A physical taking of another person's life. But there's two dimensions to persons. There's a physical dimension, there's a spiritual dimension. We're both. We're body and soul. So what does that thou shalt not kill also involve? It also involves not wanting to lead another person into sin. We don't want to kill the life of sanctifying grace in somebody. I've got to love them enough not to feel selfish to want to draw them into sin. I want to be able to bestow life and love upon them. And so I want them to live a life of grace and holiness. So we don't want to physically kill, but we also don't want to spiritually kill either. Right? And so that's the Holy Spirit's job. He teaches us those things. You know? And so let us today choose love. Ask the Holy Spirit, reveal to me ways that I need to love more. And then give me the grace to love more. It's all on Him. I can't increase love in my heart, but He can. So Holy Spirit, where I love imperfectly in my relationships and in my relationship with the Father, if You want me to love them more, then send the Holy Spirit to increase love in my heart more so that I can love them more. That makes sense? Simple little prayer. Amen.